Welcome back, kids. This is Jungle Jim and Elmer the Mouse reporting to you from the Sydney Opera House.
Isn't this building huge, Jungle Jim?
Yeah. You know, Elmer, I wonder if Mr. Exit would let us go in the actual auditorium. You know where the stage is?
Who's Mr. Exit?
I think he's a pretty important fellow around here. His name is up everywhere. I wonder why it's only above all the doors, though.
I wonder.
Hey, Elmer, what's that sound?
I don't know. It's coming from the auditorium.
Let's go inside.
Okay. Jungle Jim, I think it's a lady singing.
You know, Elmer, that singing doesn't sound like a lady anymore. It sounds like a dog.
But what would a dog be doing on a stage in an empty auditorium?
I don't know, but there he is. Hey, hey you! The dog howling over there! Yeah, you! Well, you're the only dog howling over there, so... can I talk with you for a minute? What's your name, Mr.? I guess his name is Mr. Bark.
Jungle Jim, I don't think that's his real name.
Just let me climb up here on the stage and we'll... Whoop! No, I'm all right.
Are you sure, Jungle Jim? You seem to be very accident-prone today.
Yep. I'm fine.
Now, Mr. Bark, what are you doing up here on the stage? I can't really understand him, Jungle Jim.
Just a second, Elmer. I'll be right there.
Ugh. Are you sure you don't need any help?
Yep. I'm okay.
Now, Mr. Bark, where are you from?
Just wait a second, Elmer. Let me handle it.
Are you sure?
Yep. Now, let's see.
It's not really that hard.
Easy for a little mouse to say. You can climb up anything. Now, let's try it again. Third time's the charm.
Obviously, whoever came up with that phrase never met Jungle Jim. Maybe we should start without him.
I thought I told you to wait a second.
But Jungle Jim, by the time you get up here, you'll...
Now don't worry about me, Elmer. I'm an expert at climbing up stages with no stairs.
But Jungle Jim, there are stairs.
What?
Jungle Jim can get a little klutzy at times.
I'll take it from here, Elmer. I finally made it up.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Now, how much did you get out of him?
I can't understand anything he says.
Don't worry, Elmer. I speak fluent dog.
Oh, no.
Bark, 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 bark. Drool, bark, bark. Oh.
What did he say?
He said that he ran away from his owner so he could come here and live his dream of becoming a great opera singer. But no one wanted to give him any voice lessons. So in great remorse and utter sadness, he decided to come up here on the stage to sing a last farewell to his never-to-be opera career.
You got all that from a bark?
I read between the lines a little.
You know what, Jungle Jim? I think his owner is a dentist whose office is located on 32 Wallaby Way, Sydney.
How do you know that, Elmer? I didn't know you could speak dog.
I don't, Jungle Jim. I just read his ID.
Well, I guess we'll just have to take him home.
Hey, Jungle Jim, this reminds me of a Bible story. The parable of the prodigal son.
I'm an expert at that story. I even know what a parable is.
You do?
An earthly story with a heavenly meaning.
Very good, Jungle Jim. I guess since you remembered that, you can tell the story.
Okay, now Jesus was sitting around with his disciples one day, and he told this story. A rich man had two sons. Now one of the sons worked really hard for his dad, but the other son was really bad. He eventually asked his dad for his inheritance.
An inheritance is what a son got when his dad died.
That's right, Elmer, but he wanted it right then. So after very much thought, the father gave his son his inheritance. Then the son moved away to a far and wicked land. He wasted his money on a bunch of really bad living. The Bible called the way he lived righteous living.
No, know, Jungle Jim, it caused riotous living. And you are doing so well, too.
Oh, that's right. I guess there is a slight difference. Anyway, after a while, the prodigal son's money ran out, and he got a job working with pigs and giving them their slop.
Ew, gross!
That's right. He was so hungry that he took the slop in his hands, lifted it to his mouth, and ate it.
Ew, even grosser!
Then it hit him. Pow!
What, Jungle Jim?
A piece of slop from the pigs.
No, Jungle Jim. He realized that even his father's servants ate better than that, and he decided to go home.
Well, yeah, that too. But on the way there, he wondered if his father would accept him back. As he approached his father's home, his dad saw him in the distance and then ran to see him, and he threw his arms around him and he kissed him. Oh, Elmer.
Am I going to have to finish the story?
I think so. I'm a little choked up.
All right. The prodigal son asked forgiveness from his dad and asked him if he could work with his servants for food and shelter. The father refused and said that he was his son and always will be. He told his servants to throw a feast and to rejoice because his son had returned.
Oh, what a nice story. Isn't it a nice story? Now let's get you home where you belong.
It'll be a while till we find the dentist office, so you kids can listen to some great songs while we make our trip. Stay tuned to see what happens next.